A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Kuf Lamed Zayin, Chulin 137a, pagination is 273. We'll start on the second line, that the two dots, quoting from the Mishnah, Reishis HaGeiz, the beginning of the shearing. And we mentioned, even if you missed it in the beginning, you're still obligated, but the shearing gift that's given to the Kohen, Eina Noeg Ela B'Rechelim, only applies by sheep. Asks the Gemara, Mino Ani Mili, how do you know that it only applies by sheep? Amar Rav Chista. Rav Chista explained, Asya Giza Giza. We have the word Giza by this gift, and Ksiv Hacha Reishis Geiz Tzoncha Titen Lo, that you should give the beginning of the shearing. Uksiv Hasam. And it's written over there, a pasuk in Iov, Umi Geiz Kivasa Yischamam. So we see the word geiz used specifically fleece from sheep. Malalon Kivasim. Just like over there, it's sheep. Afkan Kivasim. So here also it's sheep. Now, there's an obvious problem that you're explaining a pasuk in the Torah with what looks like a gzeira shava, giza giza, to a pasuk in Nach, which is not a normal way to make a gzeira shava. Tosfos in the second Tosfos says, afagav de divrei Torah midivrei kabbalah lo yalfinon. We don't normally learn something in the Torah with a gzeira shava from something in Nach. Says Tosfos, gilui milsa ba'almahu. It's only revealing how the word is used. It's like doing research. De geiz de chavasim hu, that the word geiz is used by the fleece of sheep. Ve'in ze davar chadosh. It's not teaching you something new like a gzeira shava, that there's a limud. It's simply revealing what the word gaze means. Says Tosfos, later on, the Gemara is going to sound like, now that you don't need giza for this, what are you going to use it for? It sounds like it is a gzeira shava. And Tosfos insists in the last line of that Tosfos, Mikom akam eina davar chadosh. There's no question that you can't learn and you aren't learning something new. You're just revealing what the word gaze means. Again, like doing research. How was the word used in biblical times? So at this point, and this is important to know where we stand in the Gemara, we have an explanation as to why Reishis HaGeiz only applies by Rechelim, because the word geiz, fleece, refers to sheep's wool. The Gemara continues and asks, why can't we have a broader definition and obligate other animals as well? V'nelef giza giza mebechor. Why don't you learn the word giza as it's presented by the laws of the firstborn? Detanya, as we learned, lo savod bevechor shorecha v'lo sagos bechor tzonecha. You should not work the firstborn ox, and you should not shear the firstborn sheep. And the Gemara tells us that there's a drasha in li elashar ba'avod of its own begiza. I only know the way they're written. Ox regarding work, and sheep regarding fleece. Minayin liten ha'omer shal zeh bezeh, esha'omer shal zeh bezeh. How do I know that those laws are interchangeable, that you're not allowed to shear the ox of its hair, and you're not allowed to work the sheep? Tamalama lo savad v'lo sagos, that these two psukim are blended, and therefore it's understood only as the ox being typical for work and the sheep being typical for shearings, but the laws are not mutually exclusive. They are interchangeable. And once you know that, So the word gaze has been used regarding ox. Answers the Gemara a very different angle. Omar Kra, the Pasuk in describing this gift to the Kohen told us, Titein lo, you should give it to him. Rashi says, him, personally, as a malbush, as something that he could wear, for lo lisako, and not the type of shearings that can only be used as a utensil, but a person wouldn't wear them. He's going to use it as a sack. And the here from an ox is not usable for clothing. The here from a sheep is usable for clothing, and that's why it's limited to the here of a sheep. So at this point, we no longer are focused on the word gaze and the definition as we learned from the Pasuk in Iyov. In fact, the word gaze can have a broader meaning and include oxen. But the mitzvah of Reishis HaGeiz is to give the Kohen something he can develop into clothing. Titein lo, lamalbush. Give it to him as clothing use. And therefore the hair from oxen is not relevant to this mitzvah. Asks the Gemara probing further, Elameyata, if so, Notza shall izim lechayiv. The feathers, if you will, the notza, the feathers of a goat should be included. This is obviously a borrowed term. The goat doesn't have feathers, but it has different types of hair which are dealt with differently. There are parts of its hair that would be shorn, and those are the tough parts, and there are parts of its hair that would be plucked more like feathers. Probably similar to the way women might use a tweezers to pluck their eyebrows in certain applications. It's a certain type of hair that's not cut, it's plucked. That type of hair is soft, gentle, fluffy, and able to be used for clothing, says the Gemara, but inan giza veleka. But the fundamental word, the operative word, was giza, was that it was being shorn. And that type of hair is not shorn, and therefore it's not relevant to Reishis HaGeiz. Man shamat leyai svora Rabbi Yossi, hamodi Rabbi Yossi b'midi du'urchei. But that was a position explained by Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi says that if it's normal, then that's its giza, that's its normal way. And therefore the Gemara approaches it with a very different explanation, and this is the piece that we need to remember in terms of the final approach. The end of the Pasuk gives great attribute to the Kohen because he stands and serves. It has to be something that can be used to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, which means wool. Hachanami davar haroi l'sherus. It has to be something of wool, and that's our limud. So again, we started off Reishis HaGeiz is only by sheep, but we were not sure why the Mishnah codified it that way. We tried to reveal from a pasuk in Iyov that geiz, shearings of fleece, refers specifically to sheep. Shearings of wool refers specifically to sheep, and we objected that the word gaze also applies to oxen in the application of firstborn. We were able to resolve that by saying, but the hair shorn in that application would not be used for clothing. But we then circled back to another type of animal, the goat, which does have hair that would be shorn for clothing. And we discussed whether that's called a shearing. It's not called a shearing, but since it's normal and it's the specific here that we're talking about, so it's called a shearing. And we resolved it with the explanation that we need to remember that the end of the pasuk by Reishis Hageiz, attributing this gift to the fact that the Kohen is la'amod l'shores, serving in the Beis HaMikdash, so it has to be something of a gift that could be used for such service, and that is not goat's wool, that's sheep's wool. That type of wool would be used in the avnet, in the belt, and in fact, the amount of how much has to be gifted to the Kohen is based on that beged katan, the small garment, the belt, and how much would be needed to create one. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.